concerned that the Soviets got the great talent to release that football and get it out there in a hurry. As the heroes extend,
I am here to ask you about tomorrow. What are you going to be doing? And if you go to Greece, where will you go afterwards? And if you decide to go to Africa, where afterwards? Asia Minor? And if Asia Minor takes your fancy, what do you think you will do after that? How, in short, are you going to solve your life? Is not the number one problem of our time the problem of salvation? Just as it always was, just as it always will be. For instance, simple problems, like getting up in the morning, or going to sleep, or finding the energy to get up. But if you don't find the energy to get up, how can you even go to sleep? The little problems of life pile up, and worst of all, since you know that you can never achieve anything, why do you even bother to begin? And now the news. Easter observed on a Moscow sidewalk. Uranium is boom to economy of Nigeria. Booze mark Democrats meeting on coast. Whites in Mississippi resign to Negro takeover. Backlog of drugs awaiting FDA approval. Dew line workers routinely scan the sky. Sailor shot on stage of Chicago movie. Generation gap is found in Alaska. Labor Department maps cut in Job Corps costs. Compliance on prayer found better than bias. Ozark's town is winning poverty battle. Red ink mars blue skies as tax deadline nears. Antioch Dormitory, a segregation issue. Kellogg re-elected chairman of Port Authority. Pete Seeger sings about the Hudson. How press agents influence Oscar nominations. Martha Graham's troupe develops alternate casts. American Antiquarian Society to meet here. Walk over on screen at the New Yorker. Teenage Trio plays ancient instruments here. Ivan Davis plays Beethoven Concerto. Avant-garde series gives first concert. TV reports effort at next. Machine-made frozen bagels find new market. Assemble it yourself. Furniture is imported. New Genrik. Prospect for oil industries are right. Archer 72 for 281 wins master by shot. Celtic beats Knicks 97-96 lead series 3-1. James Brown on the dangerous Mideast drift. Richard Reed sees Mayoral aiding Boston. Cards top Mets 3-1. As Gibson walks give yourself to me, da da da, you belly, your red box, dum dum dum, a white movie screen, la la la, loo loo loo, lud lud lud, and I am off, doll doll doll, forever beating against it, la la la, la la la, I have no guide. Does our soul want to participate, as it always has in the life of our times, in this technological age, but it wants to be a spectator of what it does as well, of its proper acts. But clearly that's impossible. Impossible, I say. It's impossible. It's absolutely impossible. Yet that's precisely our modern dilemma. Oh, how much we all want to act, to do something, involve and engage ourselves.
Perhaps what we want is a sort of metamorphosed body, a grand, objective, and shining body, a towering skyscraper of a body in which we could really believe, built in such a way that our emotions, when they slip out of us, will have some place to go. And what we have most personal and private within us, our emotions, will be united with something else, a body that is not ours, that will hold up under pressure, will not be dented, gashed, deflated, or exploded by those very emotions. Upon this new, strange body, as upon a movie screen, our various emotions will flicker. They are so ephemeral, be embodied, projected, revealed. Above all, they will be made to look objective.
Then he made an effort to be simple and calm. You just can't start acting as if you've never existed, never had a life, a burden, a childhood. You, of all people, if you have any claim to fame, it's because of the exact number of concrete and painful events you've endured. And that has given you an identity, a face that people can recognize too. You're not as haphazard or as accidental as you think. It's your way to be light, to be free, to be fanciful. But you've also got to face the realities, the recognitions, the little endless tests of life. She nodded slowly and sadly. I knew it was not what I was saying, but the sheer weight of the words that depressed her. It was always like that. Where are you going? Let's go somewhere else. Where? Oh, anywhere, just to get out of this mess. This space. Everything is prefabricated, even language. You live like the apartment buildings are made. You feel like the steam rising out of the manholes in the street. Something extra and spurious.
It could not be otherwise.
The country where things are good to go. These young people, the artists, the intellectuals,
the use of
as a body. The possibilities were endless. They have searched for Dennis O'Neill's and fantastically conceived electric organ. Dennis McLean just won his 30th game, an unusual feat for a pitcher. He also passed. So the happiness is there, the potential for it. Each day projects us into the future more than the preceding. Yet all we have learned, science will deny us the moment of such advanced science. Never before either have we had such an accumulation of information at our disposal. Yet our knowledge is a part of our science. Rarely is it directed toward our feelings or emotional attitudes. Yet certainly the old structures of feeling and thinking and relating ourselves to the world have broken down. The eye is finished. Washed down the drain. The only thing that has an eye left is the universe, which perpetually eyes itself. Big things do not exist anymore. The world having been fractured, fragmented, quartered, and checked so many times that a whole of it can no longer be made. The eyeness of our life is over.
And of everything that doesn't serve us, that is still a burden to us, including certain forms of love, we will make a holy cause. We're here, if for anything, to be united, to be understood, literally, to find our salvation, if possible, by language, because the world is language. It is sound, and it does not become world for us until made into word. The problem is the split between the intellectuals and the revolutionaries. If the earth could be labored to our satisfaction, a house made out of a grave, then some solution to the trouble might be found. As it is, historical periods roll by only for us to discard them. There are friends, ribbons, epics of light. Yet no matter how hard we pursue inquisitions into the nature of matter, satisfaction still is absent. We are responsible for our fate, for ourselves, for everything that happens to us. No one is responsible for our lives but ourselves. So let's not get wedged into small valleys. Forget rules of conduct, and let us follow our desires as long as they will lead us. What we want is a percussion of universal soul, a grand reverberation. Be a bluebird, be a jewel. A politician speaks. I shall lead this nation forward as it has never been led forward before, to newer and greater glories and domination. The domination of this country's military power shall be enlarged until entire nations shall have to bow down and grovel at your feet. America is going to assimilate the world. Like a black bird, it will swoop down and devour the dogs. We will make ourselves strong with Cheerios. We'll watch out in order to know what we're doing. We'll do this for the sake of the poor, simple people. If mountains drip, we'll cut them up. If crocodiles crawl, we'll shoot them. We'll make water splash and fill the air with the buzzing of helicopters. Our power shall overcome. Our H-bomb, now we're approaching the main swamp. Prepare to exit and execute the plans. We're in position. Detonate yourselves for the glory of America. America the free. Help the poor people of the world. If they were so good, they wouldn't be so poor. It's time to dine. Calling all personnel. Retract the rockets of your sex. And let's go. Onward, America! Jay Beaver!
And the black trucks and the...